Good day. This is Jonathan Miller and Holistic Reality, presented by ReallyWell.com. Natural health superfoods for being really well. Today, good health requires cellular nutrition. Our health is determined by what happens in the cells of the body. If they have all that they need to produce energy and not too much toxins and stress, health will be good. However, the common commercial diet is not healthy. The epidemic of degenerative diseases is due to poor nutrition, stress, public poisons, and again, we have a website for that, publicpoisons.com, to explain those. EMFs, that's electromagnetic frequencies coming from cell phones and Wi-Fi and so on, and intended ignorance about all of this. Who is it that intends that we be ignorant? The cabal that runs the international conglomerate, I call the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom. To be healthy in unhealthy times depends on learning and pursuing good natural health practices. IQ is estimated to have diminished by 10 to 20 points since the 1960s. Fertility is a growing issue. Health problems are increasing and average lifespan is now shortening. Digestive disorders, heart and circulatory problems, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, cancer, dementia, and worse affect more and more people. The natural nutrients in good foods are in the ideal form for the body to digest, absorb, assimilate, and utilize. However, mineral deficiency is common due to chemical agriculture and processed food products that do not have full nutrition to offer. This is a major reason for health problems like the ones we mentioned. Each of us needs to learn as much as we can about good natural health. Proper nutrients in organic compounds from good foods grown on mineral-rich soils and also from effective supplements, are absolutely essential for the proper functioning of living organisms. You need to get these organic phytonutrient compounds from foods and herbs and superfoods and so forth into the cells. Every cell is a factory producing energy to do its other tasks if it has all the nutrients it requires to accomplish that whole process and is not damaged by free radical toxins. Organically grown produce is most desirable. It needs to be raised properly in soil that is refurbished with mineral-rich materials in a good balance and also has the proper pH for healthy plant growth. Further, the organic field must be far enough from chemical agricultural fields and other sources of pollution to avoid blowover sprays of the glyphosate and other poisons that are used in agriculture these days. You know, we don't want those in our food. Fallout of airborne poisons or contamination of the water supply or other factors that have to be addressed in trying to grow your food organically. So, you know, be aware of what's coming from the sky. You may need to grow food indoors in a greenhouse setting or something like that. Also, some people are saying that the sun is more intense during this period we're going through or by what they're doing to engineer the weather and so forth. If you're not familiar with that, read our geoengineering page at survivethechanges.com. But we need to find ways of getting really good food, eating a variety of foods, of these high-quality foods, to get the whole range of the needed nutrients is important. Still, extra nutrition is needed with the stress and pollution levels of our time. Most commercial vitamin supplements are synthetic or crystalline in form. When a nutrient is extracted from its natural context or created with chemicals in a lab, it has no life. There are no synergistic elements, no accompanying mineral compounds, no enzymes that catalyze the metabolic activities. Food-based vitamins and food form minerals are better utilized because they have these factors. Consuming a variety of organically grown and wild superfoods and herbs rich in certain beneficial nutrients provide natural trace minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, pigments, and other phytonutrients that are missing from most diet choices. These are crucially needed for restoring health and slowing the aging process. If you have the opportunity to grow your own food, building the soil to a rich status with organic matter and minerals and healthy soil microbes, especially humic acids, is the key to great success and the benefits of an abundance of good food. So again, the cells of the body are little factories of energy production, and the process that they go through is called the Krebs cycle, after the scientist Krebs, K-R-E-B-S, that discovered it. But the Krebs cycle is the work of the mitochondria to take in these various nutrients and make energy, and then to have that energy to perform the functions that cell is designed to do, depending on what tissue or organ it's part of. So to get these nutrients through the cells is a complex process, because not only does it have the nutrient, do the nutrients have to be in the food that we take in or the supplements, but they have to be in a form that can be absorbed and utilized by the body. And then they have to be digested and absorbed. And a main issue, there's two main issues about this. One is the quality of the foods that don't have enough of these nutrients because they're grown on poor soils, as we talked about, or because they're processed in some type of factory setting, manufacturing process, to make a food product, and then much of the nutrients are stripped out, especially in the case of things like white flour products, anything baked and prepared pastas and so forth with white flour. A lot of the nutrients have been removed, but even in the whole grain category, many of them, many of those whole foods, if they're not grown on soils that have the nutrients, they're still not going to be provided. So a lot of things to consider in the choices of foods. You want to get the highest quality, freshest possible foods to have these nutrients in them. And then even better to engage superfoods for the many extra nutrients and special compounds that are in them. By superfoods, we're talking about, for example, our Northern Edge organically grown milled flaxseed. This is grown in an area of Canada that has no toxic metals in the soil, no cadmium, which is common in the soils of North America. Most of North America is too high in cadmium for flax to be properly draws a lot of minerals out of the soil, and you don't want the cadmium. So there's no cadmium in the soil in this part of Canada, and up near the Arctic Circle in Saskatchewan. And it's also very cold there, and the rich soil, because it's grown in an area that has been grown that way organically for over 35 years, the soil is rich, the conditions are cold, and the flax produces a much higher oil content and a higher quality of oil. So we have several reasons why this flax is superior to other flax, and why we bring it in from this area of Canada. So we have that available at flaxfood.com, along with the Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Mix. It has about 50 different superfoods in it with many different enzymes, pigments, phytonutrients, and minerals that are needed. And because of the vast variety in there, it substitutes for not eating enough vegetables of high quality in your diet. But I still advocate getting as much organically grown fruits and vegetables as possible and making those the primary part of the diet, rather than heavily cooked animal proteins and so forth and fats that people overdo in our society. There's been too much of an emphasis on the balanced diet that draws on meat and dairy products and eggs and whole grain wheat products. So we eat way too much meat, way too much eggs, way too much wheat. There's a well-known saying in the natural health field that old age and death begin in the digestive tract. That's particularly true in the lower intestine, the colon. These cooked blue foods I've been talking about make the greatest percentage of the common diet. And of course, a lot of junk, a lot of soda pops and sugar foods, and not basically non-foods, chips and so forth, that it's not the goal of eating to have a full feeling in the belly. If that were true, you could just stuff it with paper. But no, we eat to gain nutrients for our cells to function. And if you start thinking in terms of why are you eating, you can still choose foods that taste good and are enjoyable, but it's a matter of converting the taste buds from needing to be bombarded with foods of high taste, like very sugary foods or spicy or flavorful foods like with artificial flavors and so forth, and learn to taste the subtle qualities of well-grown vegetables and fruits and how good they are. But eating more of those, you're going to get better digestion, and the whole digestive tract is going to work better. The glue foods, on the other hand, can cause sticky residues to accumulate and toxic waste to build up in the digestive tract, and then it doesn't work as well. So this digestion is a far more complex process than one might imagine. And so the two steps, again, are to select foods of high quality and then to work on getting the digestion functioning well to be able to get the nutrients out of those foods so they're on to the cells where they need to be. Well, most people do not recognize that they have digestive problems, indigestion, but if you're aware of it, indigestion relief and laxative products are among the largest selling items in drugstores. So process here. The digestive system is a very marvelous process, but it goes through a number of pH changes along the way, and different foods require different digestive juice mixtures and different pHs. When you eat the foods all conglomerated, again, in the common balanced meal where you have meat, potatoes, bread, and vegetables, and maybe a salad, and then a sugary dessert, this is not good food combining for digestion. All the digestive requirements are not met for each of those items in the meal because they're interfering with each other. They're calling for different and different pH requirements, and so the digestion isn't proper for any of them, and they tend to spoil. Starches ferment, and proteins putrefy. So these spoiling foods then create toxins rather than feeding you when you don't digest them well, especially the lean and starches. So again, another reason to eat mostly vegetables, which are compatible with each other and with either meat or starch. There are enzymes present, though, in our digestive tract, beginning in the saliva. Salivary amylase mixes with the starch in the mouth and starts the starch digestion process. If we eat that with protein, like meat or cheese or something, then a different requirement is needed and a greater pH in the stomach, and so neither one will digest as well. So these are some of the things that we need to be aware of because it's very important to digest, for example, proteins in the stomach to liberate certain amino acids that need to be extracted from at that stomach point that are essential for the formation of neurotransmitters, important for our brain and nerves to function right. So again, and those nerves also help guide the digestive process and many other bodily functions. So we need everything to function well in the body, to be healthy. And to do that, we need to feed ourselves well and get the digestive system working right. There are more on the digestive system and cleaning up the colon, detoxifying the body, and so forth at reallywell.com and naturalhealthportal.com. Thank you for listening. Please visit reallywell.com for more on superfoods as well, the Northern Edge Organic Milled Flaxseed at flaxfood.com, but you can access that from reallywell.com. The Delicious Greens 8000 are organic spirulina, another outstanding superfood with multiple pigments and enzymes, and it's 63% protein, very high quality, very easily digested protein. Flower pollen extract with many micronutrients you don't get in other foods that help feed that Krebs cycle in the cell, and herbs of all kinds for the great minerals and other compounds that help with many health problems. Visit reallywell.com for more information. Thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose. It's time to understand.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. Been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand and do what I am.